Yeah, I think what we stated today is we would actually like to, we proposed starting to charge customers effective March. We haven't incurred the opt-out cost yet, the incremental cost yet, but once we have a decision by the commission, we would actually start to incur those costs, and then we would actually be looking to charge those costs to the customers who did choose to opt out.
The other concern raised by the People's Council is that for those customers that don't respond to your to requests, if they want a smart meter, they're automatically opted out, automatically then charged. And at least the People's Council and others say there's some concerns about that because it's unfair. What do you say to that?
I don't know that I've heard those concerns from People's Council yet. We actually asked for a mechanism, I think, We made a filing on Friday, and I don't know that I've actually discussed that with People's Council yet.
But one of the commissioners raised the issue. I mean, can you not address what the commissioner raised and questioned in regards to the that automatic opt-out?
I think we were explaining our proposal to the commissioners. As you can imagine, there's many times it's difficult to get a hold of customers. What we were, and I think we would be very flexible with respect to this, but we want to try to work with the commission to define the rules. What is the rule if a customer chooses not to respond? And is that actually defaulting them into an opt-out option, or do we need to continue to respond?
The thing we keep hearing over and over from the folks who are opting out is about the radiation. What do you want to say to them about the radiation? They're saying it's 24/7. It hasn't really been evaluated.
Yeah, we've done extensive testing on that, and we've actually specified air meters per the FCC rules. They're well below the RF regulations from an FCC perspective. They're well below the RF that is emitted by common devices like microwaves, like cell phones, and Wi-Fi routers. The meter actually talks about 2 minutes a day for the meter reading processes. And in many cases, it is, if it's on the outside wall, it is attenuated. So it's going into the house and is reduces the amount of RF that a customer would actually experience. And the RF is very dependent upon how far you are away from the meter. And if you're very far, if you're several feet away from the meter, the amount of RF that you're actually experiencing goes down very, very quickly.
So you're saying it's not really 24/7?
No, the meters talk an average of 2 minutes a day.
So 2 minutes of RF a day?
Correct, for the average meter, yes.
Chris, one other clarification question. The RF, either minimalized or RF-free meters that were being talked about, is that all conceptual? Do you actually have those as an option yet, or would that be something you guys would develop?
Our proposal for RF-free or RF-minimizing is to use the same interval meters you use with our large commercial and industrial customers that would actually use a phone line, either a cell phone line or a traditional phone line. But it's a different meter than the smart meter and would not have all the capabilities of the smart meter.
Customers can't get those right now.
Today, the only customers that use them are the large commercial and industrial customers, and we would be extending that to residential and small commercial.
And just so I'm clear on the RF, exactly how much is being put out? It would be the equivalent of what?
I mean, from a power perspective, it's 1 watt. And I guess from a comparison perspective, I think it's an order of magnitude, so 1/10 of what a cell phone puts out.
The other concern I've heard from opponents is the privacy concerns, is that through these meters, BG, the other utilities can monitor when they're at home, when what devices are being used, and can keep track of that. What do you say to that, that, you know, You're monitoring what I'm doing. You may be possibly invading my privacy. This is also something that could be hacked into.
Yeah. First of all, we take customer privacy and security very seriously. We've actually filed a security plan, a cybersecurity plan with the commission that has been reviewed and approved by the commission. And we keep track of the latest best practices with respect to cybersecurity. All we're measuring is the aggregated usage that the customer has for their at their house. We're not measuring down to individual appliances or individual devices. It's just the overall average usage of everything that is on the house at a given point in time.
What do you do with that data?
We use it for billing purposes, but we also use it to present to customers in our Smart Energy Manager program so they can actually track their usage and they can see how much they're using at various times of the day, and we give them efficiency tips so that they can actually save money.
This is not something that would be sold to a third party or anything like that?
No, we do not sell any of that data to third party. The only third parties we share it with are for customers that choose an alternate supplier for billing purposes only.